This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are back with Generation Next.
Yes, you're back, and the time is 14 past 7, and you're listening to Generation X on Joy 94.9. In the studios tonight is Chris.
And Maddie.
And you can join us on the conversation at any point tonight by texting on 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email with onair@joy.org.au.
Show us some love, guys.
We want to hear you.
And speaking of showing some love, Chris, you were really keen to talk about dating today.
Sure, why not? We can all go with a nice date here and there, correct?
Yeah.
Whether or not it's with a human, with a cat, with a couch, with your bed, it just it's all the same to me, as long as it's the experience, right?
Yeah, you know, dates with my bed seem to be the most common at the moment.
Well, look, we might go through a few topics today. You know, we can find out what makes a good date, what are the goods and bads, or what to avoid, you know. Do people even go on dates?
Yeah.
What's this?
Because I sometimes hear people say, look, I don't remember the last time I went on a date. And I think, you know, that's a little bit sad, maybe.
You know what? And that could...
But even less being people in relationships generally saying, you know, we don't date, we just hang out.
Well, let's fix that. Let's help people. Let's help our lovable listeners into what to do. So I guess to start off with, Maddie, do you have any, what was your... I don't know, what would be a good date to you? What's the things to look out for you?
I think the best date I went on, I think it's more about the person than what you do, because the best date I've ever been on was simply just sitting in a cafe for 3 hours talking nonstop. Because this was the first, like, we'd met online, this is the first time we'd met up in person, and we just had that click that, you know, you don't always have with someone. And so it didn't really matter where we were or what we were doing, because I just really wanted to be able to talk.
That's cool. Do you reckon because you met online, you kind of already, you pretty much know everything about that person, or did you still leave that mystery, that gap to know them
in person? There's still a lot to know about someone, I think.
Yeah, and I'm all for online dating. I do that a lot. And, you know, I think I found I found good people on there, and it's all about looking through it and really knowing your stuff. But to say on a date, like, what would be the signs to tell if he or she likes you?
If I knew, I'd possibly have slightly more romantic luck.
Well, let's get back into this. Well, first of all, you could say eye contact, you know, just gazing upon them.
Yeah.
Or is that too freaky? I think at this age, you know, if you just sit there and stare at someone, that could be a bit of a no-no, do you reckon?
Yeah, don't stare. But, you know,
damn it,
that time when you glance at them and they're glancing at you, and then you both look away, then you're glancing back, you know, that's a thing.
That's a thing. And look, on a particular day, something that's not, you know, premeditated, just on the spot, they tend to be the best sort of dates, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know how you say, oh, let's at least, I guess we can go to the movies, have dinner, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, once you see this person, you can just... do whatever feels natural. And yeah. I find those sort of moments are pretty good.
Speaking of movie dates, I'm not always too keen on those because you can't talk for 2 hours.
Exactly. I don't know why people prefer doing or bring up that. But then again, think of it like this. People do that. So they sit at the back and, you know, do the whole pashing and cuddling.
I have done that.
Well, there we go. There's a reason for this.
It's like, okay, this is a movie date. So we are going to, you know, be in a dark space for a while.
Well, what a waste of a movie. Seriously, just get a room.
But then again, if you're not at the stage where you can suggest getting a room.
Yeah, but then it makes you wonder, is this a date or more of just a fling? It's hard to say.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one thing about movie dates, especially if you just like meet up, see the movie and then part ways, you know, you don't really know what it is. So if you go out for coffee before or afterwards or something like that.
See, like I mentioned this to some of my friends I like to catch up with, like, hey, you want to go on a date with me? And they're like, they take that in a wrong way. They think you want to go on an actual date. I'm like, yeah, sure. Just a casual date, which most people still have to get their heads around, which is, yeah, you can either get a date where I like you sort of date, or just a date to go out and have fun and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is that weird of me to say that to some people?
I think it could just make it a bit confusing when you want to make it clear you actually are asking someone out, like someone you're romantically interested in. But I know that people tend to be like, oh, just do you want to hang out? Do you want to go for coffee? And it can be pretty ambiguous as well. Like, you don't know whether it's, do they just want to go for coffee as a friend, or do they want to do other things?
It's such a, yeah, it's complex, but yeah, it should really be simple in my view.
Yeah, the last time I asked someone out, I was actually really specific to say, funnily enough, we actually did radio together, and she'd said something, I'd actually heard her talking on radio about how to ask someone out.
Aww.
So I sent a message saying, hey, what if I was to pose that coffee date question to you?
That's kind of cute.
I mean, I get a no, but it was a really nice no, and the response was like, I'd like to do the non-date hangout, so awesome, friend.
The types of dates I've been on would be, okay, I have a good one. I was actually on an online dating site, and they had a promotional thing where you could become an extra on a particular TV show. I'm not too sure.
I think I remember you talking about that.
Yes. Can I say the particular
show? I'll go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So it was MasterChef, and mm-hmm. this was, I think it was a year ago, and every week they had a theme, and this particular theme was love, of course. And yeah, they sent me a letter saying, if you would like to be a part of our show for one night and, you know, experience our food and all of that, and all expenses paid to go to the Yarra Valley Stones, which is like a really nice vineyard. And so anyway, so I arrived at the spot, and basically there was 50 guys and 50 girls. And obviously I told them I was gay as well. And they obviously got me a guy.
That's awesome.
Yes. And it was a blind date, by the way. So we didn't know who we're going to be paired up with. It was kind of confronting.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do the blind date thing.
Yeah, so it was a blind date, and we're on national TV, and it was like we had to judge the food all at the same time, and we had cameras on our faces. It was quite the experience, but yeah, and it was funny. The stuff we were talking about with my blind date were just out of the world, weird, crazy stuff, and it wasn't suitable for, you know, night TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do the blind date thing, just because I need to sort of have that click with someone, you know, for them to have a bit of quirkiness to them. And if we don't have, you know, if we don't click, if we're not compatible, then I feel like we'd kind of be sitting there talking about the weather for an hour.
By all means, this wasn't actually like I was taking this seriously. This was when I first arrived in Melbourne. I was kind of just trying to branch out, see what's out there. And this just so happened to be just out there. And I was like, oh, why not? Just take a chance. And from the end of it, you know, the guy that I had a date with, like, we're now really best buds. And yeah, don't look back. And oh, it was such an adventure. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. How do you go about asking someone on a romantic date? Like, because you've said you do the friend date thing, but if there's someone you actually want to go out with.
Exactly. A romantic date. Oh, I guess you could state that, you know, you do have something more with that person. So whether or not if you met them online, I guess you have to still build that connection. And then that just moves on into more of a intimate progression, I guess. I don't know. It just happens naturally. I don't really... There is no right or wrong way. It just has to feel natural, in my opinion.
Yeah,
agreed. And to making it romantic, I guess you could say, oh, let's go out to a nice fancy dinner, but at the same time, is that too cliche or...
Yeah, like some people would find that, you know, that's nice, that's sweet, and others would be like, you've got no imagination at all. So it really depends on the person.
It does, and some people don't like the whole romantic mushy stuff as well, like the whole walking on the beach, the whole romantic candlelight dinners.
Beaches are overrated.
I know, beaches, they smell. I don't know about you, but the beaches here, you know, they're not exactly the best ones. I like Adelaide beaches, but anyway, moving on. I don't know, romantic dates, they're nice still. I see, I like a nice date, whether or not it's nice or not. Well, no, let me rephrase it. If it's romantic or not, as long as it's enjoyable. And
yeah, like I really like just going out to dinner with a friend, and I guess, you know, I refer to that occasionally as a friend date, but date tends to be a word that I use exclusively for, like, someone I'm interested in going out with. Like, I don't tend to refer to friend dates because I suppose I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm asking someone on a date, I want them to know that I actually mean it in terms of a date.
Fair enough. Another thing is what you wear is a big factor in your date. Like, depending on what you're going to be doing, so activity-wise, if you want to be out there, you could be like, let's do some rock climbing. You're not going to wear your most out there really nice sway sort of jacket or suit.
Be careful with your shoes.
Exactly. And the footwear is a big deal as well. You know, people judge you by what you wear on your feet sometimes. It's like, I don't know. So wearing casual, you know, really just shows that you're up for anything or...
Yeah, definitely. If anyone who's listening has got anything to say about dates, about how they ask people out, what they like to do on dates, anything like that, you know, offers. We're both single.
For now, you could say.
Remember, our number is 0427JOY949, or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. And we're going to be jumping to a track, but after that, we are going to be talking about queer people in sports, so stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.